Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we praise you and thank you and worship you that you're the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And we thank you for this magnificent book we call the Owner's Manual, the Word of God. This book that tells us who we are and what we can do and where we're supposed to live and how we're supposed to live. Father, today, reveal the Word to your people. Save those that are lost. Bring those that are your children that are not living in obedience to your Word. Bring them back into a close walk with you as we show them the consequences of what happens to them when they don't walk in obedience to your Word. Lord, thank you for blessing us with the Word of God. Now, bless it as it goes out. In Jesus' name, amen. We've been talking about the last couple of sessions. Is it possible to lose your salvation? Lots of people will tell you that you cannot lose your salvation. Others will tell you can lose your salvation every time you sin. But the Word of God, as we have showed you in the last couple of sessions, that once you get saved, Jesus is the author of eternal salvation to all those that obey Him. So as long as you obey God, as long as you obey His Word, as long as you walk in obedience to His Word, you have eternal salvation. You cannot be lost. What happens if you sin? Well, if you sin, you separate yourself from God. You're still saved. You can repent and come back and be restored back to fellowship, and God will forgive you, and He will hear and answer your prayer again. There is some scary things in the Word of God that if you sin willfully, after you have the knowledge of the truth, what happens? And it's so scary. In fact, I want to read this to you out of Hebrews chapter 10 in the Living Bible. Last session we discussed this in the King James, but this session I want to discuss this out of the Living Bible. Hebrews chapter 10, starting with verse 21, and it says, since this great high priest of ours rules over God's household, it says, let us go right in to God Himself with true hearts. Now, as long as we got a true heart, we can go right into God, boldly into the throne of grace, fully trusting Him to receive us because we have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean and because our bodies have been washed with pure water, which is the Word of God. Now, these are the benefits if you're obedient to do what He says. You can go right in and talk to God, bring your petition to Him. He will hear your prayer. He will answer it. He will do great and mighty things for you. Now then, now we can look forward to the salvation God has promised us because we're obedient. There is no longer any room for doubt, and we can tell others that salvation is ours, for there is no question that He will do what He says. Now, that makes you feel very comfortable. You're obedient, you're serving the Lord, you're serving the King, you're coming to the throne of grace boldly with no doubt. He'll do exactly what He said He'd do because you're washed with the blood of Jesus and with pure water, and you're walking in obedience to His Word. Then He says, in response to all He has done for us, let us outdo each other in being helpful and kind to each other and in doing good. And He says, also, let us not neglect our church meetings, as some people do. But let's encourage and warn each other, especially now that the day of His coming, again, is drawing near. And there's no doubt, we are very close to the coming again of the Lord. And then He gives us a warning. If anyone sins deliberately, now He's talking to Christians here, and this is in the King, this is in the Living Bible, and it is so clear. Nobody can miss this. If anyone, that includes all of us Christians, if anyone sins deliberately by rejecting the Savior after knowing the truth of forgiveness, this sin is not covered by Christ's death. There is no way to get rid of it. Wow, that's scary, isn't it? There will be nothing to look forward to but the terrible punishment of God's awful anger. who will consume all of his enemies. A man who refused to obey the law given by Moses was killed without mercy if there were two or three witnesses to his sin. Think how much more terrible the punishment will be for those who have trampled underfoot the Son of God and treated his cleansing blood as though it were common and unhallowed, and has insulted and outraged the Holy Spirit who brings God's mercy to his people. For we know him who said, "Justice belongs to me, I will repay them," who also said, "The Lord himself will handle these cases." Now, goodness, that's scary. You think God's going to handle this case with you if you sin willfully? Then it says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Think about back in the days when you were a child. Or maybe you're a child today. You're watching this program. As long if you were a good child and you were obeying your mother and father, no problem. You could walk right into, Mom, I need something to eat. Mom, I need something. I need this. Will you do this for me? Or Dad, can I go to town with you? Sure. Can we play football with me? Sure. But if God tells us to do something and we don't do it, then we have to be fearful, because just like at home in our families, if our father told us not to do something and we'd done it anyway and it was something terrible, the Savior Father told you, you know, you need to take care of this or take care of that. You need to be careful not to throw your toys in the house. Don't throw your footballs. Don't throw your balls. Don't throw those hard balls in the house. You might break a window. And that's why I'm telling you not to do it. Now you go in there and he's throwing a ball against the wall. You tell him, stop that. I told you not to throw that hard ball in this house. If you do it again, I'm going to spank you. So Daddy leaves and you start doing it again. You're throwing the ball. In a little while, you knock a hole in the sheetrock and you think, oh my goodness gracious, what have I done here? So I better get rid of this ball quick. And you pick it up, turn it to throw it, and you're going to throw it out the door. The door was open and you missed the door and you hit the window right beside it. Now you broke a window. Daddy hears the window break. He comes in, he sees a hole in the sheetrock. He sees a window broke out. Automatically, fear falls upon that child. That child knows he's fixing to get his tail busted, because Daddy clearly told him not to throw that ball in the house. And he went ahead and did it anyway. He willfully sinned after he had the knowledge of the truth. And then there was nothing but fear came upon him. Well, that's the way it is with us. Many of us sin willfully, not knowing that God is going to handle these cases himself. And I'm telling you, when he says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, you don't want to go there. If God tells you in his word to do something, then you put everything you have together to be able to do what he told you to do. If he told you to go witness to somebody, you go witness to that person. You do the best you can. If God tells you not to do something in his word, you take it to heart. He meant what he said. Don't do what he told you not to do. Because if you do it after you know God said don't do this, you're going to suffer the consequences. And they're going to be severe. Now let's go and look and see what Peter has to say about these things. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1. And let's look what he says here. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were false prophets. Now, we got some of those today, too. Also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now, he's talking about Christians denying the Lord that bought them. Can you imagine today a human being denying Christ that paid the price for him? It says here that if they do that, it says that it will bring upon themselves swift destruction. You wonder why so many people die early? You wonder why there's so much pain and suffering and torment in the church because people sin. And it brings the judgment of God upon them. You want to know why our country is suffering what it's suffering right now? You want to know why New Orleans and all up and down the Gulf Coast and Florida and everything is all wiped out? You want to know why Texas and Oklahoma and other places are suffering the worst drought that we've had in years, maybe even 100 years? You want to know why other places are, their consequences are floods, is washing away things, and rivers are swelled, and it seems like nothing's normal? It's because we are sinning and not obeying God. We as Christians are willfully sinning after we've got the knowledge of the truth, and it's bringing the judgment of God upon the entire country. That's why we're experiencing all these terrible, devastating things we're experiencing. And it says in verse 2, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, or their destructive ways to kill. That's what that means. Many will follow, and by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words, so that means to make up a story, feigned words, make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingers not, and their damnation slumbers not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but has cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and he spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. Think about what he's just saying there. God is a God that rules the universe. He rules the earth. He has destroyed the world totally, completely with a flood because of ungodliness. We had to get down to where there was virtually one man that was left perfect, and that was Noah. Out of all the multitudes, maybe millions of people, they were all wicked. And because of their wickedness, God destroyed the earth with a flood, and he killed all the people. Wow. God is big enough to do what he said he can do. But he's also a loving God. He does not want to do these things, and he will not do them to people that walk holy in obedience to his word. He pours out his love.
We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.